The purge of federal workers by the Trump administration continues. Politico is reporting that the U.S. Forest Service will soon fire about 3,400 workers. The job cuts target employees who are on their probationary period, making it easier for them to be released. They are among 200,000 federal employees who are probationary and have worked for the government for less than a year, according to the Office of Personnel Management. Public safety workers at the Forest Service, such as firefighters, appear to be safe. The report indicates employees who work in the field on such as things as road and trail, maintenance and timber production will be affected. The cuts will amount to about 10% of the Forest Service workforce. Mass firings of federal government employees began this week after President Donald Trump signed an executive order giving Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, more power over the workforce to drastically reduce spending and shrink the federal payroll. CNN and Politico also reported probationary employees at the Departments of Education, Energy, Veterans Affairs, and Small Business Administration were terminated. The layoffs come as a federal judge ruled the administration's deferred resignation program, or so-called fork in the road program, can proceed. The White House says about 75,000 employees have already accepted the offer, which allows them to leave their jobs but be paid through the end of September. Several unions had sued the Trump administration, seeking to block the firing of hundreds of thousands of federal employees who refuse to accept buyouts. The unions also claim that because Congress has only funded the government through mid-March, the administration cannot guarantee that workers who resign will actually continue to get paid. Other lawsuits are certain to be filed, including one for a union representing Treasury Department workers. This workforce issue started when President Trump began his new administration, demanding that federal employees who work from home return to the office. He believes that many employees are not producing and are taking advantage of the remote setup.